Hello, hello. This is Janet Wright, and this meditation is designed to help you evolve and heal in regards to you driving a car or you taking public transportation. So the reason for this meditation is that a lot of us do, you know, drive in a car when you think about it, you know, many hours every year. Or we take other forms of public transport many hours every year. And when you do, you may be around other people that are pretty imbalanced, and or, you know, it could be a trigger for you and maybe stressful. So this, again, is going to be a brief meditation to help you clear the stress and have strong and safe energy boundaries while you are driving a car or riding public transportation. Okay, so first, the first step for energy safety is always to be aware of your physical body. That's because your physical body is always in the present, and so it's a great way to center yourself. Your spirit may be scattered. It's very, very easy for your spirit to be scattered. Some of your energy may be, you know, back in a few years ago. Some of your energy may be thinking about, you know, where you need to drive to and, you know, what you need to do when you get there. So to undo that scattering effect, be aware of your body to a heightened extent. You know, like be aware of your feet, wiggle your toes, feel how that feels. Touch your fingers, feel how that feels. Really try to feel it at a level that you don't normally feel. Feel your hips. You know, you can like wiggle your, you know, butt, you know, kind of flex your thigh muscles a little bit. And take a deep breath. You know, just notice your breathing. Try to breathe gradually, more deeply and more slowly, because that can, you know, relax you. So we're going to tune your grounding a little bit. I'm going to walk you through not only grounding, but picking a color that is most helpful for you at this time, because you're always changing and growing. And to be able to fine-tune something like your grounding and pick a different color can help you to clear more energy at any given time. So, you know, like if you're reading a book, someone says, okay, I'm wearing red shoes, you know, and I'm walking down the street, right? So you just sort of imagine the red shoes, right? You're not, you don't expect to have this, you know, photograph in your mind of, you know, the perfect image. You just conjure up an image of red shoes, right? So do that with your grounding, okay? Please don't, you know, don't expect to see some, you know, gorgeous rendition of your grounding. You know, your grounding is the energy between that you create that connects your hips and your aura and your first chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. And I would suggest you create a nice big wide grounding like that. You know, not only some people do it just from their bottom of their feet or something, or just from their first chakra, and it's this tiny little rope. But typically those people, they may not be as robust and as good under pressure and stress because their grounding is too tiny. So go ahead, make a nice big wide grounding. And from time to time, feel free to double check your grounding, because just like a drain can get clogged, your grounding can get clogged much easier than a drain. And then it kind of cinches in and gets real skinny. So just double check it. It just takes a second. But again, just as simply as you imagine when you're reading a story, someone talking about their red shoes, just imagine your grounding and, you know, let's make it red for now. And, you know, any color of red, and just imagine it connects your aura, which is your, the energy bubble around your body, to the center of the earth. And it connects your hips and your first chakra, which is the energy center at the base of your spine. And so there's this big red connection all the way down to the center of the earth. And it flows downward like a waterfall. So you have this big red waterfall flowing down, right? And you want to get a sense just intuitively, and again, just guess how much energy you're releasing. And then we're going to switch this grounding to be orange, okay? And again, please don't expect to see some gorgeous, you know, beautiful orange color as you visualize. I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But either way, you know, just like you're reading a book, somebody says, oh, he drove an orange car, you have it in your mind, right? So now you have an orange grounding, which you're just doing. You could destroy the red and recreate it as orange, or you could just shift the vibration up a couple notches and boom, now it's vibrating at an orange color. Okay, and just get a sense, okay, am I releasing more or less down my grounding? And typically, if you're releasing more, you may feel like a release of pressure from your shoulders. You may feel just a slight bit more centered or a little bit more peaceful. And again, these are very, very subtle things. So if you have to just plain old guess, that's perfect. Just guess. Okay, and then let's go to a yellow grounding. And again, do not imagine, you know, that it must be this glorious daffodil that you see, you know, this pretty, pretty color. Just maybe it's just an intuition that it's at that vibration now, or you're just imagining it. It flows downward because what we're doing is we're changing the vibration of your grounding because we want to find the one that helps you dump out the most stress and energy blocks. Okay, so we're going to go quickly up the other colors, make it green. Imagine it flowing downward and nice and wide at green. Make it blue. Imagine it nice and wide and flowing downward at blue. And then purple. Imagine it nice and wide, flowing downward, and it's a purple color. Okay, and so now whether you have to guess, whether you have to go back to one or two colors and decide, pick the color that helps you dump out the most energy blocks right now. And it may not be your favorite color, you know. I mean, sometimes I have a favorite color, but I have a different color, you know, for grounding at that time, you know, just because it's more practical, you know, it works better at that moment. Okay, so now that we got your grounding going and it's nice and wide and it's flowing and it's the color that you want it to be, and again, you're just imagining that color much like if you read a book, right? You do not need to have a photographic experience here. All right, and use your hand, touch the palm of your hand, and just let the energy center in the palm of your hand widen out so it's fountaining out even more energy at the palm of each hand. And you want that energy to be a gold color, which again is just with your intention. You just kind of shift the vibration of the energy center so that the energy coming out of it is nice and gold, because that helps you clear energy nicely. And just start at your seventh chakra. So you would use your hand to heal your seventh chakra, or your imagination, or both. And just, if you're using your hand, you have your hand above your seventh chakra, or, you know, around the top of your head, because your seventh chakra is in the top of your head. And it helps you with confidence and intuition. Okay, so as a driver, that's a good thing. So why don't you just use your hand to wash out anything that's blocking your confidence as a driver, or your confidence as you take public transport. And then your sixth chakra is behind your forehead, and that has to do with non-judgment and vision. So to be able to see, you know, sometimes you see like a car ahead of you and you just know this dude's not going to signal. That is a form of clairvoyance. You can just kind of tell there's something about this driver that's a little off. Also non-judgment, you know, same thing, sixth chakra behind your forehead. So use your hand or your imagination or both, and just fountain the gold light in through your forehead, through your sixth chakra. It spins around, it flows out the back of your head. And just let the gold light melt away any energy blocks that are in your sixth chakra so they can wash out the back and flow down to your grounding and down to the center of the earth. Because you want to be able to be in non-judgment with other drivers so that your vision can be as clear as possible, right? So you don't have to get into any road ragey sort of moments with anybody. If you're in your sixth chakra, even if somebody gets into a road ragey thing with you, you can just kind of see the situation and be, you know, as intelligent as possible to, you know, think of your safe driving. Okay. Your fifth chakra is in your throat. And so go ahead and use your hand or your imagination and flow the gold light in through your fifth chakra in the front of your throat. And your fifth chakra is inner voice. So, and also communication with others. So if you find yourself, you know, criticizing yourself when you drive or when you take public transportation, or if you find yourself having negative thoughts about other people, you may need to wash out this energy center, your fifth chakra. So let the energy flow in the front, spin around, and flow out the back. So just with your mind, just have the back of your neck relax so that the back of this energy center in the back of your neck can just relax and all the energy blocks drop out the back of it down to the center of the earth. The more you heal this energy center in your throat, the more peaceful you can be as a driver. So you could be very present and very alert, but have this sort of inner calm. You can have inner reflective thoughts. And again, you won't have to match the negative energy of those around you if you really heal this energy center. And your heart chakra is in the center of your chest, number 4. And so use your hand or your imagination and flow the gold light in through the front of your heart chakra. Let it spin around and flow out the back of your heart chakra. And this energy center has to do with enthusiasm and self-acceptance and self-love and passion. And so some people do get stuck in this energy center when they drive, and so that passion can kind of turn into road rage. So, you know, if you heal this energy center, let the energy flow through it and out the back, and you just allow yourself to be a little bit more in your sixth behind your forehead, you could lightly touch your forehead again. Because you want to be really present in all your energy centers, but a little bit extra in your sixth. So that you have that vision of, you know, what these drivers are up to. but let the gold light flow in through the front of your fourth chakra in the center of your chest. And just heal up any feelings of if something was unfair, you know, if maybe you... maybe you have anxiety, you know, maybe you're running late, you know, and part of that has to do with self-acceptance issues. So you can go ahead, heal your heart chakra, you know, if you're always running late. Or if you find yourself, you know, feeling kind of sorry for yourself, like, boo-hoo me, I have to do these errands. It could be that you have some energy blocks triggered in your heart chakra, so it's not spinning properly. So just let the gold light flow in the front, spin around, and flow out the back so that you can just have the positivity and the comforting warmth that this energy center gives you. You know, some people, they have this energy center working really well when they're in their home, but then when they're out and about, it just slows down and gets clogged. And so they really don't feel very comforted or self-assured out in public, or as a driver, perhaps. So the more you heal this energy center, your heart chakra, the more you can bring that comforting self-acceptance, that kind of warm and fuzzy sense that you're okay. You can, and yes, I did say warm and fuzzy, but you know, that self-comforting feeling, you can bring that with you, you know, so whether you're taking public transport or you're in your car, you can still have boundaries, you know, with this energy center, you know, particularly if you're a little bit extra in your sixth, which is behind your forehead. You know, you can still have this self-comforting feeling within you. So your third chakra is below where your ribs meet. It's right where your ribs meet at your solar plexus. So go ahead and let gold light flow through the front of that energy center and spin around and flow out the back of the energy center. And this energy center, your third chakra, which is where your ribs meet here at your solar plexus, it has to do with doing things, tasks. So running errands or going to work, driving somewhere. It has to do with starting the project, finishing the project. So the more you heal this energy center with the gold light that you're imagining, the more flow you can have, you know, with your timing and with accomplishing a project or doing an errand, you know, it won't have to seem so challenging. So that's a good thing, right? So it's just, you know, let the gold light flow from your hand or your imagination. If you're using your imagination, you could just imagine like big gold suns, you know, like a sun in the sky, you know, shining down on this third chakra that you have, or you could imagine like a garden hose that, you know, shoots gold light in through the front of it, or, you know, gold fire maybe that, you know, just is good for your energy. It's not like destructive to your energy. Gold sparkles, gold soap. Gold water. But the idea is that gold flows in the front of your third chakra and it washes out the back. Anything that's blocking you from doing your errands or going to work, you know, the way that you want to do it, you know, whether it's, you know, allowing enough time for yourself to get there properly, or, you know, remembering to bring your beverage, or, you know, whatever, so that you have a little more finesse with what you're doing and how you're doing it. And your second chakra is below your belly button, maybe an inch and a half or so. And that has to do with emotions and sexuality and sensuality. So use your hand or your imagination and let gold light flow in the front of your second chakra. Spin around and flow out the back of your second chakra and let it carry out with it, you know, any energy blocks that you're ready to release. And then they'll just fall down to the center of the earth through your grounding. And a lot of people have emotional stuck energy around commuting, you know, on public transport or driving somewhere. And part of that is because everybody else is emotionally stuck about driving and commuting. And so you may be sponging that up yourself. So that's okay. You know, it's easy to undo that. Just lots of gold light and just wash out your emotional stuck energy and everybody else's emotional stuck energy. And it could be that at some point you were involved in some kind of a conflict when you were driving a car. Maybe you argued with somebody else in the car, or maybe you had some kind of a, you know, a traffic bang up or something. Or, you know, something angered you while you're on public transportation, and that may still be stored here. So go ahead, let all this gold light just flow in and kind of clean the slate, you know, let it just wash out and heal any emotional wounds that are triggered for you around driving or taking public transportation. And if you need to spend extra time on this, you know, you may need to pause the recording. Some people, you know, have a lot of history with, you know, like getting into arguments while you're driving or something, you know, so, or, you know, like I said, traffic accidents, stuff like that. So again, it's okay. You can heal your emotions and all the stuck energy can wash out the back. You might just have to work on this a little bit over time so that you actually feel, you know, emotionally well and comfortable as you are driving the car or a passenger in the car or as you are taking public transportation. And, you know, a sample affirmation may be, you know, I can be emotionally comfortable as I drive this car or as I'm a passenger. You know, I can heal my emotions as I, you know, take this train or as I drive this car. And your first chakra is at the base of your spine, and it has to do with safety and courage and abundance. And safety can also sort of be generalized into, you know, a lack of anxiety, a lack of jumpiness, and a comfort so that you can just be in the moment. Okay, so if you ever drive and you're really freaked out about that you're late, you know, or you just feel nervous on the road, this would be an energy center to really focus on healing and grounding. And again, this is your first chakra at the base of your spine, because the more you heal this, the more it is able to flow and generate new energy. And that energy would be courage, and a feeling of safety and a reality of safety, which, you know, is awesome when you're driving or in a car or in public transportation. So again, you're using your hand or your imagination and you're healing that energy center at the base of your spine, letting the energy flow in the front and spin around and flow out the back. And just, you know, send a mental message down to that energy center. Just say, hey, I'm safe. You know, I'm going to have a safe trip. I'm going to, you know, let my angels help and protect me during this car ride. And you can even, you know, as you stay here and feel your body and heal your first chakra, you can even, you know, imagine, like, just sort of visualize or imagine yourself, you know, being a safe and alert driver on the trip you're going to take, or a safe and, you know, peaceful, content, you know, person on public transportation. And just imagine, you know, the journey, and imagine that you're centered and present and energetically safe, and you're letting your angels protect you. And imagine, you know, yourself getting there safely and, you know, at a time that's fine. And again, just let your first chakra know, send a little message down there, you know, this is okay. You know, this trip is going to be okay and I'm safe. And just let this energy center do its job and fill up your first layer, which is right by your skin, with courage. And that courage will be some rainbow color. It could be red, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a different rainbow color. It generally will be a rainbow color that's on the lower end of the rainbow, like red or orange, maybe yellow. And recreate your grounding. You can keep it that same color if you want. And just again, make it nice and wide, very strong downward flowing. connecting you to the center of the earth and going up and connecting your hips, your aura, and your first chakra. And just ask your angels to help you to wrap up this healing. And of course, ask them to help you to have a safe and enjoyable trip. And again, you know, if at any point during your trip you feel ill at ease, or you feel yourself getting tense, you feel your shoulders tightening, anything like that, you can just, you know, briefly kind of remind yourself about how safe you feel right now and that you're open to divine assistance and protection. You know, widen out your grounding again. And it's not a failure, you know, if you go into a stressed state. You know, the victory is in easing yourself back out of that stressed state into a more centered place. You know, and again, not into a perfect place, but if you are able to affect some change in how you feel and how present you are, that's really a big deal spiritually. All right, so thank your angels for the healing. And again, remind yourself that you do have angels, so you can let them help you during your trip, okay? Have a safe trip.